general mission of U Equals Me is stated as a movement of conscientious objectors to intolerance, or simply stated, a movement against intolerance. And the exploration of that statement really gets to what are the similarities between people? What do we all have in common? Why are we really equal as humankind? And that's what we're going to explore.
This podcast is about exploring conversational thoughts and interviews with extraordinary people living ordinary lives of well-being. Discussions on exactly what well-being means to people day to day, factors that can influence it both internally and externally. We glean insights on how to survive and thrive in feeling satisfied in life with a greater sense of purpose. Guest hosts bring fresh new outlooks and opinions from spirituality, science, worldviews, and standing up and speaking out for what's right.
It's pretty interesting. Man needs each other and planet Earth to survive. Check it out. I think you'll like what you hear.
Hello and welcome to the U Equals Me podcast. We want to thank our family and friends from around the world for listening and downloading our complimentary ebook, Wisdom Along the Way, a great little book of notes and quotes that I find helps me stay centered. These days, it feels like the sky is falling all around the world. Our mental health, stress, anxiety rising in epic proportions, first with America's severe political divide, the pandemic, people losing their homes, their jobs, losing their lives. Then the Russian invasion of Ukraine with sanctions driving food shortages and astronomical gas prices and home prices, not to mention our climate crisis. Adults and children experiencing pure mental exhaustion. This world is upside down, feels like it's on fire, and the one thing that we can do for our own personal salvation is to go inside. And in today's podcast, we want to offer a complementary chakra clearing. In Sanskrit, the word chakra means disc or wheel and refers to the energy centers in our bodies. These spinning vortexes of our body's natural energy system are known as chakras, a word from the Sanskrit literally meaning wheel. The chakras in the human body cannot be seen with the naked eye, but they are visualized as cones pointing toward the body as a disc, and the energy from the chakra radiates outward through an expanding spiral, just to give you some kind of visual. Lots of information on the internet. You can look up chakras, their colors, their meanings. It's super fascinating. Chakras move clockwise and spin the energy out of the body into the space around us, and they spin counterclockwise to pull energy from our external world and from people in it towards us. The seven chakras are the main energy centers of the body, and you've probably heard people talk about unblocking their chakras, which refers to the idea that when all of our chakras are open, energy can run through them freely, and harmony exists between the physical body, mind, and spirit. Chakras have to be kept healthy. And when I'm unable to go back to sleep in the middle of the night because my mind is racing, I can do a chakra clearing and almost always fall back asleep. It's amazing. Chakras are located in the root or base of your spine, extended to the crown of your head. And I just want to go through each chakra before we begin and give you a description of the proper names, although you don't really need to know them. But you should know the location and the number for clearing purposes, okay? So the first chakra is the root chakra, or the Muladhara chakra. And it is located in the base of your spine. This chakra represents our foundation and the feeling of us being grounded. Your chakras, if we could see them, are beautiful colors, with the root chakra being red. And the color red indicates survival energy, stability, safety. And when this chakra is blocked, we can feel threatened as if we're standing on unstable ground. The second chakra, or sacral chakra, named Svadhisthana, located just below the navel, is orange, and it controls our sense of abundance, creativity, along with our sexuality and how we relate to our emotions. Third chakra, solar plexus chakra. This speaks to our ability to be confident and in control of our life. This chakra is gold, yellow, or amber in color, and is often considered our power center. And when out of balance, self-esteem may be low, decision-making can feel out of control. Think of the last time you had butterflies in your stomach, for example. This is the Manipura chakra at work. This pit in your stomach, I think all of us can relate to that. We can feel the energy in that chakra when this happens. The heart chakra, or the fourth chakra, is the Anahata chakra and is green, like an emerald green, located near the heart in the center of your chest. And it's no surprise that this heart chakra is all about our ability to love and show compassion. It controls love, joy, and inner peace. And when there's a blockage, we can feel anger, jealousy, or self-hatred. Our fifth chakra, or throat chakra, called the Vishuddha, is all about our ability to communicate our personal power. The fifth chakra, or throat chakra, called the Vishuddha, is all about our ability to communicate our personal power. This is light blue or turquoise in color, and it is the source for speaking your most authentic truth. When this energy is blocked or low, we can feel fear of not being accepted or being judged, or have challenges in making choices. The sixth chakra, or third eye chakra, known as the Ajna chakra, spelled A-J-N-A, is located in the forehead between the eyes, and this is what they call the third eye. And the third eye means beyond wisdom. And as we move up the body, we're getting closer to communication with the divine. This chakra, the third eye chakra, controls our ability to see the big picture, or the eye of the soul. And when this chakra is open, you experience expanded imagination, clairvoyance, and intuition. Lack of focus or clouded judgment can occur if this chakra is blocked. The crown chakra, or the Sahasrara chakra, is violet and located at the very top of the head as the highest chakra. This chakra connects you to the wider universal energy or divine consciousness. So when this is blocked, isolation or emotional stress can be felt. We can see how important it is to balance and align our energy centers to increase our health and our peace, our inner peace. And while each chakra has its own distinct properties, they're all thought to work together as a system. That means if one is out of balance, it affects the rest. Okay, I just wanted to give you a little information on chakras if you weren't familiar. The Hindu names, the Sanskrit names, they're like kind of a mouthful. Okay, so now let's begin our clearing process. I want to invite you all to sit back, relax, close your eyes, and I will find some relaxing music. And we'll set the intention of divine love and light to work through us today as we go through this process. Let's get ready. And now we begin. Root chakra. Spinning, spinning, spinning. Just visualize this beautiful red disc spinning. Detoxing negative thoughts, limiting beliefs, detach any entities or attachments. Second chakra, orange in color, spinning, spinning, spinning. Just visualize this beautiful orange and red discs spinning. Detox any negative thoughts, limiting beliefs, and detach any entities or attachments. Our third chakra, amber or golden color, spinning, spinning, spinning. Detox any negative thoughts, limiting beliefs, and detach any entities or attachments. Our heart chakra, our fourth chakra, is a beautiful clear emerald green. Spinning, 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 spinning. Detox any negative thoughts, limiting beliefs, detach any entities or attachments. Fifth chakra, our throat chakra, is a disc of turquoise blue. All these discs just spinning, spinning, spinning. Just visualize all of these discs spinning. They know which way to spin. Detox any negative thoughts, limiting beliefs. Detach any entities or attachments. Our sixth chakra, or third eye chakra, the most beautiful sapphire blue. Spinning, spinning, spinning. Detox any negative thoughts, limiting beliefs. Detach any entities or attachments. And lastly, our crown chakra. White light or violet rays, spinning, spinning, spinning. Detox, detach any negative thoughts, limiting beliefs, and detach any entities or attachments. With the power of God that I am, that you are, all chakras, spinning, 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 all the way up to the mid-heavens, down to the amenic crystals in the center of the earth, all chakras spinning, spinning, spinning. Detox any negative energies, negative thoughts, detach any limiting beliefs. With the power of God that I am, that you are, all chakras balance in divine balance, and so it is. I want to clear all meridians of past, present, and future and fill with divine love, remembrance, knowledge, perfect health, and allowance. And so it is. Spinning the wheels of your chakras toward good health will benefit the life that you live and add more light to your soul's journey. Thank you. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. You can find us at uequalsme.org. We have merchandise as well at uequalsme Etsy store, all one word in your Google search. And you can also download our ebook, Wisdom Along the Way, at uequalsme.com. All the information will be in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. Go in love and bring in light. Bye for now.